After my ordination to the priesthood, I spent a few months in Krakow helping Father Krzysztof Wons organize a center for spiritual formation. Father Krzysztof dedicated his life to teaching people how to pray using the Bible. Even though Poland was perceived by foreigners as a deeply Catholic country, he saw a great need for spiritual and human formation. At the beginning, there were only Polish Catholics participating in retreats. Later, the people from other countries started coming to the center. Over the past 25 years, since the center first opened, thousands of people from different parts of the world participated in retreats, Lectio Divina courses, and different kinds of reflection days. A demand for that kind of formation has been so high that a new additional retreat house was built and opened this year next to the old one. It is called a House of the Word. In today's Gospel, one of the disciples asked Jesus, "Lord, teach us to pray." That request is still valid today. In fact, it seems that more and more baptized Christians don't know how to pray. Therefore, they avoid talking about spirituality, their relationship with God, and, of course, they don't come to church regularly. Our Catholic schools do a great job and educate our students well. However, teachers talk less and less about the importance of prayer. In some schools, the children are not even taught how to say the Our Father. If you are a parent, I encourage you to teach your children to pray, because this is your responsibility too. Often the students in Australia hear words like, "You are special, you are unique." But why are they so special? Because they are God's children. Jesus showed to the world the true name of his Father. He called him Daddy, Abba. He wanted his followers to address God as he did. Brothers and sisters, our Heavenly Father wants us to talk to him as little children address their dads. When we pray, we realize who we really are in God's eyes. Not only that, we come to know ourselves better. That's why both spiritual and human formation is offered at our Salvatorian Center in Krakow. Decide to form yourself. Take care of your spirituality, and your life will be one filled with integrity. Allow your Heavenly Daddy to be involved in your formation. Talk to him about your life in prayer. Please, have a daily schedule that will include a set time for your personal prayer. Commit to a small step. At the beginning of that time, make the sign of the cross and open your heart to the Holy Spirit. Say Our Father very slowly, thinking about the words you are saying. Then start praising God in your own words. That is the first thing Jesus did. "Father, hallowed be your name," he said. If you don't know how to start, use the similar words to those from Gloria that we say during Sunday Mass. "I praise you, I bless you, I adore you, I glorify you, I give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, Heavenly King, Lord God, my Almighty Father, my Daddy." Then ask him to grant you what you need. Beg him for pardon and strength that you'll be able to forgive those who hurt you. Remember, every conversation with God is called a prayer. Even a silent time spent with him is a prayer. Then I suggest you to stay still. Maybe open the Bible, read a few verses and listen to God's word. Be in his presence. Finish with another beautiful prayer of praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Also, I encourage you to live a sacramental life. Go to confession regularly. Receive Holy Communion. May your life be transformed and your home become a house of prayer.